In the last year, Burrow EMS Service has encountered two major unanticipated financial hurdles. The first came in the form of contribution to the Public Employee Retirement System, or PERS. The state of Alaska ruled in 2013 that the borough is required to make contributions to PERS for emergency personnel who work more than 30 hours per week. In addition, those same employees will, starting next year, be subject to health coverage mandated by the Federal Affordable Care Act. As a result, hours for responders were cut throughout the borough so that they would not trigger those requirements. A long-term solution was held off, pending the current budget discussions. The conclusion of the internal decision-making process is to shift somewhat from part-time and on-call emergency responders to full-time staff, as Emergency Services Director Dennis Brodigan explains.
We want to do it over a period of time, and our first proposal was to hire 14 paramedics, seven of which would be in the core area and seven in the rural areas, kind of spread out throughout the rural, just to provide that level of clinical performance out in the rural area.
That would have proven too costly this year, however. Now the plan is to cut the number for this year into seven full-time paramedics in the more heavily populated areas of the Matsu borough, where, according to a budget document, more than 80% of EMS calls originate. Dennis Brodigan says that this year's plan should not result in an increase in borough property taxes.
We are paying for the seven paramedics by a combination of two things. We're increasing the fees that we charge for ambulance services to pay for about half of them, and then the other half by the fact that we reduce the number of on-call responders, paramedic responders.
Things get more complicated when applying the same strategy to the rural areas of the borough, however. With lower call volume, the current fee increases, which are relatively in line with ambulance costs throughout the state, will not be sufficient to cover the full-time salaries. Add to that the fact that the rural area is very large, so more on-call responders would likely stay on board, and it creates a tricky fiscal situation. Dennis Brodigan says there may be no way around the issue but to increase the overall budget.
Next year, it's unless we find some other creative way to do this, or take the ambulance fees up, much, much higher, we're not going to be able to come up with a expense-neutral funding for these positions.
A bigger budget for rural services leads to one of two options: cuts elsewhere or higher property taxes. Dennis Brodigan says he believes that the trade-off of increased cost will ultimately lead to better emergency care throughout the borough. The Matsu Borough Assembly is currently scheduled to continue deliberating the budget through next Wednesday. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.